opening up.
It is. And I've been in a couple earthquakes in LA, and it just rattles and it just shakes. But people need to be prepared. You know, so many times, Lori, folks aren't prepared for anything.
Right. They
think somebody's going to run in and save them. And in these days and times, they're not going to run in and save you. You've got to have your medications, and you've got to have your dog prepared, and you got to have a change of clothes and some cash, all these kind of things. You know, you got to be prepared. And what if you have someone in your family that has special needs?
Yes. Yeah.
Like the people that you're working with. I mean, my sister-in-law, when they had the floods over there in New Orleans, she weighed over 300 pounds, girl. They had to helicopter out.
Oh, wow.
And it was awful. But just think of people that you work with that have dementia. You know,
yeah.
Have no idea what's going on. Everything is still, you know, reliant and dependent on your caregiver, right?
Yep.
Well, I'm so glad that you are here on the edge with me. Brains, look who we have here. Right there. That's Lori Shinger. And she is from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I love you, Canadians. Yes, I do. She's here to talk about a very special approach. Now, I talked to a lot of medical people, but I had never heard of this before. She actually works with individuals that have dementia, but she uses hypnotherapy. And that made perfect sense to me. So many times, us as caregivers, because I take care of my mama, she has signs of dementia. You know, she's 91, but she's still pretty sharp. You know, she knows where she is most of the time and what's going on. But a lot of times they're stuck in a particular time or place or situations. And I've been hypnotized before, and it's amazing, brains. It's trippy to go into your subconscious mind. But people like Lori have dedicated their life to this training and this modality. She also works with NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and also Qigong. A lot of people are doing Qigong and Reiki, but I want to see what this Qigong is all about. She is now a part of a wonderful collaboration anthology book that is about to be released. We're going to talk about all things wonderful. Hi, Lori, and welcome to The Edge.
Hello, April. Good to be here this morning.
Absolutely. Me and the brains absolutely love you. We want to hear everything that's going on because dementia is so scary. Firstly, let me ask you a couple things and then we're going to roll back into your story. But what is the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's? Or is dementia a part of Alzheimer's?
Yes, it is. They're both one and the same. However, Alzheimer's is the more progressed form. So there's more characteristics that have been added on to the dementia family of characteristics, and therefore it goes into what we call Alzheimer's.
Now, people have told me that people that have Alzheimer's actually regress all the way back to the point where they're, you know, their infancy stage, and they eventually die.
Well, that is possible, yes. Sometimes they pass away from complications of dementia or Alzheimer's, and other times it is the, regressive state that happens.
Wow.
There's other ways to look at that too. We're going back to the state of which we were born. And we're rebirthed back into the world of spirit. And that might be a little bit difficult or kind of woo-woo to kind of grasp, but yet we need calming ways for the mind to be able to accept the transition of life. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense, you know, because especially right now, people are being taken away without the dignity of being able to be with family members, loved ones, having, you know, their cultural and religious beliefs honored when it comes to their transition. Because yeah. I don't believe death is final. I believe that it is a transition to a much different place, a more wonderful place. But with us going into 5D and all of this going on with COVID-19, we just really have to prepare ourselves for whatever happens more so than before. You know, people say, oh, you go outside, you can get hit by a bus. Well, you know, right, but you can go into the post office and inhale and be killed by COVID. So, you know, really have to take that seriously, and we have to live in the present and the now. How do you use hypnotherapy to bring people into a state where they can really resonate and be functional? And how do you help the families?
Well, what hypnotherapy does is it's a deep progressive relaxation. So how that works is that they're relaxed into just a very peaceful state. It's not about mind control, and a lot of people get hypnotherapy confused with stage hypnosis, and they think like, oh dear, you know, you're going to make my mom quack like a duck or something.
Right. If it was only that easy.
But that's stage hypnosis. This relaxes the person from their anxiety and their thoughts, so that they're more relaxed and able to hear and respond to your messages, which results in a relaxation in at least 7 daily living skills. So they're calmer if they have to go down to breakfast, for example, if they're in a long-term care facility. They can be calmer for taking baths or showers, because this is a huge area with people with dementia that they start neglecting their hygiene skills, right? Mm-hmm. And it just gives that felt sense of connection that they've been hurt, right? It's not a cure, but it's a relaxation that within the moment, it makes caregivers also feel like, oh, okay, I have a piece of my loved one back.
Right. Now, sometimes people are, for the lack of a better term, stuck in a particular period. That's like me. I have one particular dream. I've had this dream 6, 7, 8 times.
Right.
I've never talked to anybody about it. I might have to do that, but it's really strange. So when you are in a state of dementia, sometimes people are stuck in a particular time in their life or age in their life. Do you work with them in that particular stage, or do you try to bring them current? What's your work?
No, I go back. I'm able to connect with them wherever they're at in their story. And that is what gives them that felt sense of feeling that they were heard and understood. Somebody connected to me. So I'm able to go back to wherever they're at in their life and talk about the story. And then this also helps to relax them.
Let's talk a little bit about your story. What's your history and what's your why? Why did you pick this line of work?
My dad actually passed away with complications of dementia. But I think my story, my childhood story all along, was leading me to this path of letting go and learning to work from the imagination instead of working from your memory. Because a lot of the things that we create in life are actually coming from our memory and not our imagination, which is why we get so frustrated and say, like, why hasn't this continued? You know, why haven't I changed yet? Because we're creating from a memory, from the past, instead of allowing your imagination to take you forward. So, you know, I think all of my life journey, I was raised in rural Alberta. We didn't have a lot of money. There was a lot of complicated family dynamics going on. And I think all of it was making me look for who I was. And so that part of my life became a huge gift.
And well, I love my imagination. I am always, always coming up with something, drawing something, sketching something, innovation. So imagination is really key. So as that brought you forward, you found hypnotherapy.
Yes. I started taking training to become a hypnotherapist. And that's really when so much of my past childhood stories were released, my own narratives were gone, and that's when the doors really started opening in my life, moving me forward in so many ways where I had felt stuck, but that stuck was just a programming of beliefs that I had thought over and over, right? And so hypnotherapy releases those thoughts that we have and takes us back to who we truly are.
So let's talk about the conversation that we have rattling around in our brain, okay? Brains, she is going to teach us something, so I need you to pay attention, okay? This is NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. I've done a lot of work with that. I've had some amazing guests that have done that and incorporated hypnotherapy as well as tapping. And I'm telling you, you feel like you're free after that. But this is also a tool that she's going to give us to take with us. Can you tell us a little bit about it and lead me into it and what you want us to do?
Sure. This is a great relaxation tool. And I use it with caregivers when they're working with people with dementia. I use it with my students as well. So this is a very simple technique that allows you to relax. And what we call in this industry is anchoring. So you anchor yourself to a pleasant thought. So what we're going to do, and we all need to know that this is the okay sign, right? Okay, so yes, that's good. I'll be having you do that. So I just want my listeners to sit comfortably, okay, feel nice and relaxed. And I want you to think about something on a scale of 1 to 5. We'll just use something small that gives you a little bit of anxiety. Okay, so I just want you to hold that image.
Okay, now do my eyes closed, open?
It's up to you.
All right, I've got to do it with my eyes open. Okay.
Okay, all right. So you found that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now what I want you to do is I want you to relax, take a deep breath into the nose and out through the mouth, okay? And I want you to think about a time that brought you great joy in your life, wonderful amounts of joy, okay? And I want you to go back to that situation as though you're fully immersed in it. So remember the colors that you see, the sounds that you hear, the people that were there, what was being said. And I just want you to breathe into that for a while. You can close your eyes at this moment if you wish. And just breathe and sit there calmly grounded into that moment. And we'll just leave you there for a few minutes. Totally immersed. Full of joy. And you're allowing it to fill every cell of your body. And when you think you've had enough, I want you to put your thumb and your index finger together on both hands of the OK signal that I had asked you to do earlier. Perfect. Now I want you to open your eyes and unrelease your fingers, okay? All right, now I want you to go back and think about that experience of anxiety that I told you about. Okay, did you find that? Now lock your fingers together. And how do you feel now when you think about that anxiety?
I don't see the imagery.
Right. And that's how easy and quickly it works.
Wow.
Okay, so this can be done if you're driving. Say you're driving to the residence where your parents are and you're feeling stressed. You can do it at a stoplight. You can do it when you're walking, because people who have dementia are also very intuitive. They're actually are aware, right? Mm-hmm. But they just don't know how to interpret it.
Okay.
When we have dementia, what is happening is there is a plaque, a white plaque that builds around the motor neuron pathways, and they can't communicate to each other, but they still be very intuitive, right? And so when you're calmer, they're calmer.
Right. You know, when they get upset, they really get upset.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, mama forgets something. Like she asked me the other day, she said, "Are you getting ready to go to school?" And I said, "Yes." What should I wear? Should I wear the pink skirt or the blue skirt? She said, "Oh, I like the blue skirt." And I said, "Okay." And she said, "Are you going to go on the bus?" And I said, "No, I'm going to walk with my friends." And I say this because you know what? There was no sense in trying to argue with her and tell her, "Oh, mother, I'm, you know, da, 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 da." No.
That's right.
I'm going to resonate with her where she is. And after a couple seconds, it was almost like childlike. You ask the question, you answer the question, and then they move on to something else.
Right. Yeah. We should never
ask me. Well, it was funny because later on that afternoon, I said, "You never asked me how my day was at school." Wait a minute. She said, "When did you start school?" She zapped right back into it, and it didn't cause any harm. It was just a few minutes. I kind of chuckled, and it was a warm moment between me and her instead of it being chaotic and aggressive and argumentative. Because brains, we are the caregiver. If you're lucky enough to take care of a family member, have the means, have the resources, have the psyche, you know, that's really a blessing. It is really a blessing because there's so much that's going on in the world and people that are not able. Now, tell us another modality that you use. It's called Qigong. What is Qigong?
Qigong is an ancient Chinese modality of relaxation and movement. It was developed by a doctor in China, Dr. Chunyang Li. Probably I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, so I apologize. But it's just a wonderful modality. It's Spring Forest Qigong, and it's the only Qigong that includes a healing to it. So there are very gentle movements that you do, and you can also do healings with it.
Well, you know, because when I was in Beijing, China, let me tell you, this was the coolest thing, was to see people do Tai Chi. And you look out the window and it's like hundreds of people moving in a certain modality, very slow, very rhythmic, very spiritual, in a oneness. It was incredible.
And
I come home and in the park at 8:30 in the morning, they're doing Tai Chi. And it is just, it's beautiful. So Tai Chi and
Qigong
are similar. They're sisters. They're not the same, but they're similar.
Exactly. They're complementary. And people with dementia can do Qigong as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's another way to relax and heal the body organs, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we're also uptight and stressed. You had time between all of this to add your thoughts and wisdom to an anthology. Tell us about the book.
Yes, the book is written by Corey Poirier, and he's compiled it from, and he's asked people to write about stories of adversity and how to move forward from the adversity, and it's called Business Life in the Universe, and it's now on Amazon, both Canada and U.S., and I'm very excited to be part of that anthology.
Well, and I hear that it's moving up on the charts. A lot of people are very interested in it, and they're going to be purchasing it. We don't have a copy of it right now, Brains, but be sure to know that I am going to get the cover, the picture, and when the book is out, maybe we'll have an opportunity to win one, because we definitely want you to know what's inside the pages and what's been going on with my guest. Here on the Edge is absolutely wonderful. A lot of things have been going on in the world, and I just thank you and I honor you, Lori, for the work that you do and the dedication, because it's not for chumps, you know?
Yes.
It is. You know, you're dealing with the families and you're also dealing with the patient, and you're trying to create a relationship and really trying to make it easier for people that are going through this, because it is hard. It's very difficult. So is there any words of wisdom that you would like to leave our brains as we conclude our interview today?
I guess the only inspiration that I would say is that life happens for us and not to us. And when we feel like earlier you talked about COVID and being in the middle of something, we have to remember not to look always into the eye of the storm, to look above and to look beyond and to know how are you going to plant yourself to bring others forward out of it.
That's beautiful. That is really beautiful. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how they're going to be able to purchase a copy of the book. And if they're there in Canada or if you're doing some virtual work, how to resonate with you.
I have a website and it's echoofyes.com. My email address is Lori, L-O-R-I, at echo, echoofyes.com. I also have a children's book to help children connected to dementia to be able to understand it. And that is also available on my website. It's called The Is for Dementia.
Oh, you know what? And that is so wonderful because, you know, kids resonate with their grandparents and then their grandparents maybe don't kind of remember where they are or what's going on. And the kid doesn't understand. So thank you for writing that. That's yeah. Really special. Brains. Again, we're trying to ease the pain. We can't make it all go away. You know, I wish we could, but we can't. But we have tools, we have options, we have great people like Lori that are, you know, in the industry of healing, dedicating her life, working through her own issues to try to help and elevate us here on the edge. And I want to thank you so much, Brains. I ask that you go in and you subscribe to everything, to the YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. That's where I live, okay? And that's where I want you to live, a happy and productive life. Thank you so much, Lori, for being here on The Edge. I look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Thank you, April. It's been great talking with you today.
All right, you're a superstar. Bye, Brains.
Live inspired.